Good afternoon. I'm going to say a few words, but I'll leave a lot of space for us to practice. We had spent some time doing loving kindness practice, starting with a certain category and expanding out. And it's just natural with mindfulness increases, and there's some settledness of the mind and the heart. It's just natural that the loving kindness expands. And it expands on its own timeline, not the timeline that a teacher sitting up here designates, but what is right for each of our hearts, each of our minds. So you have complete permission to practice Brahma-Vihara practice in whatever way feels harmonious for your heart, your mind, whatever way. Kind of honor and respect your practice, what's happening for you. And as this loving kindness expands to include more and more beings, it's just natural that it will encounter beings who are having difficulties. Of course. Of course it will. There is dukkha, there is suffering. So when this tender heart or mind encounters others who are having difficulties, encounters oneself who is having difficulties, it just naturally turns into compassion. Different traditions, different teachers describe compassion differently. Classically, in this tradition, it's this combination of loving kindness, this recognition of difficulties, and a sincere wish that those difficulties end. So while compassion includes recognizing difficulties in others, it doesn't mean that we necessarily feel the same difficulties that they are feeling. We're sensitive and that we recognize it, but it doesn't mean that we have the exact same experience they are having. A few days ago, I was in my room and I heard this bang. And I turned and saw that a bird had ran into the window. And there was just this natural, like, oh, I hope this bird is okay. Watching to see it kind of fly, maybe a little bit awkwardly, but then zoom, off it went. So that natural reaction of, oh, I hope it's okay, this care, this concern, is what we're pointing to. maybe the lizards that have really short tails. Like, oh, what happened to the rest of your tail, little guy? I say little guy, well, I don't know what gender they are, but... Maybe we've seen a yogi who's having difficulties. We just make room for it in our hearts, make room for them. In the context of this retreat, we are not trying to fix anything. We're not actively going out and doing something. This retreat, we're cultivating our minds and hearts. So we notice the experience in the heart and mind. And we can cultivate it. We can cultivate having compassion for others and having compassion for ourselves. For ourselves, it's turning toward our difficulties and being sensitive to or embracing it with feelings of care and a connected presence as best we can. As best we can. Sometimes we don't have the capacity, it's not available. Perfectly fine. Other times we do. This is part of what we discover with retreat practice. So whether the difficulties are mind states or difficult emotions, with compassion practice, we treat ourselves the way we would treat a friend who is having a hard time, with care and respect. So compassion is a natural response to suffering, difficulties. When there's a softness, openness, warmth in the heart and mind. And we can cultivate it. We don't have to create something that doesn't exist. We all have this. And again, an encouragement to go at your own pace and whatever practice feels right for you. But for me, this capability of humans to care for each other in subtle ways, invisible ways, in obvious ways is part of the beauty of humans. I'm not saying everything we do is beautiful all the time, but I am saying that we have this tremendous capacity. And it's a natural capacity. And this, maybe I'll end this part with a few lines from this beautiful poet, Amanda Gorman. She writes, "For there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." Compassion is a light that can radiate compassion as a light that can provide warmth. So starting with some loving kindness in whatever way is easiest for you. Whether that's with phrases or radiating, whatever way feels comfortable, feels accessible. And if right now loving kindness doesn't feel accessible, maybe just doing some mindfulness of what is comfortable. I'd really like to start with some spaciousness and ease in whatever way it's available. Tuning in to some well-wishing, some goodwill that we have. Maybe feeling that goodwill in the body. Using phrases or radiating, whichever way feels comfortable for you this afternoon. We'll spend just a little bit of time here with loving kindness. And then to begin our compassion practice, building upon this loving kindness, bringing to mind somebody that we care about and is having some difficulties, but not the person who's having the most difficulties. We always start where it's easy, just in the same way when we start a fire. We start with shavings or kindling, and just the same way, we start where it's easy. Maybe somebody that we care about has a disappointment. A minor disappointment, not getting something that they wanted. Connecting with them. Recognizing the disappointment or the small amount, relatively small amount of suffering. And to support our compassion, our warm-hearted recognition of their difficulty and wish that it might end, we can say these two phrases. May your difficulties ease. May you experience peace. May your difficulties ease. May you experience peace. Compassion practice has a quality of steadiness, uprightness, groundedness. If you find yourself tipping into, tuning into the difficulties and suffering and doesn't feel like that's the direction you want to go, you can simply open your eyes. You can do mindfulness practice. The intention here is to stay rooted in the warmth of loving kindness and to tune into the care, the concern that arises when it encounters difficulties. So you can just stay with loving kindness practice if that feels appropriate for you this afternoon. May your difficulties ease. May you experience peace. And when you're ready, we can expand the compassion practice to include ourselves. Chances are high that there have been some difficulties on this retreat. May my difficulties ease. May I experience peace. To treat ourselves the way a good friend would treat us, or the way we treat our friends. Can we do that for ourselves? If compassion for yourself is running out of steam, you can do compassion for someone you care about, or maybe go back to loving kindness practice and dip into the well, so to speak. And then to expand our compassion practice for all beings. There is dukkha. All beings. And it's helpful to pay attention to the feeling of care and concern. Less on all the difficulties in the world. That's not the direction we're going. The direction we're going is feeling into that tenderness, being sensitive to the heart, quivering when it recognizes difficulties. And again, if you find yourself slipping into overwhelm or sadness, just simply open your eyes. Do some mindfulness practice. May the difficulties of all beings ease. May all beings experience peace. Amanda Gorman writes, "For there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it."
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.